We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are on the airwaves until 5 p.m. today, and then it'll be another Timberwolves Classic broadcast as we turn back the clock to April 11th of 2014. Corey Brewer, mostly known as a defensive specialist, erupts for 51 points against the Houston Rockets. Alan Horton will have the play-by-play of that one. In fact, Alan will join us in a few minutes here on Sports Saturday. J-Lo Jonathan Lowe is our studio coordinator back at the spacious and luxurious CCO Studios, downtown Minneapolis. Mark Hayden Fry is in the newsroom and joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, my pre-pandemic weekend tag team partner, Stevie T. Of course, things have changed a bit in the last few months, but how you doing, Steve?
Yeah, good. Good to visit with you. I was at that game when Corey Brewer scored 50. It was family night. The entire family was there. That was a good time.
Yeah, and let's face it, and that's the beauty of sports. You know, when you walk into the arena or the ballpark or the ice rink, you never know what you're going to see. And sometimes a rather mundane matchup can produce a great snapshot in time. And Corey Brewer, of all guys, goes off for 51.
Yeah, and he played the game and plays the game with great joy. And that's why it was a fan favorite. And everyone was so into that game. I mean, it was really a good time because he was having such a great time. It was one of those nights where everything he put up went in. I can't remember his shooting percentage, but it was off the charts. I bet Alan Horton remembers that.
Yeah, as they say in the business, he was in the zone.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a great night. That was a great night to be at a Timberwolves game.
Yeah, it's like you and I tossing rocks into Lake Minnetonka. Hard to miss, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Look, I know you're passionate about all sports, but you certainly follow youth sports a lot as well, and we got good news on that front. Play can resume in the state of Minnesota, so it's another step towards, you know, getting things back to some sort of normal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think, you know, it's good. I think the kids need to be out. They need to play. People need to be smart about it. We know the drill by now, and I think it is a good thing. There's still a long way to go for fall sports at the high school level. I think that's a big one that people are waiting on and certainly want to keep an eye on. Will there be football? Will there be volleyball? Will there be all the other fall sports that we enjoy at the high school level? And then beyond that, I think that there's going to be all eyes on what's going to go on at the small college, because there's so much interest in the MIAC and the Northern Sun and all those other small college athletic programs. And that's going to come up quick. Here we are already in the, pushing the end of June. And before you know it, camp's going to get started for those fall sports in August. So it's going to go really quick, but it's a good sign that at least the youth sports have been able to get going.
Yeah, and certainly, as you mentioned, small college sports, they are trying to figure out how things are going to play out. At the Big Ten level, the Minnesota Gophers also have contingency plans now for the upcoming football season when it comes to crowds at TCF Bank Stadium. I mean, the obvious wish list is to let in as many people that want to go, hopefully have sellouts. But we know that may not be in the cards. So I know the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported today that they're looking at ways to get 75% or 50% or even down to 25% capacity into the venue. And I think the Gophers are probably a microcosm of what's going on around the nation with major college football, Stevie T. Everyone has to have game plan A, B, C, D, and E based on COVID-19, and it's such a moving target. They want people in the building. They just don't know how many can get in.
Yeah, and Eric, we have no idea. It is still really early at this point to determine what we're ultimately going to be able to do when it comes to big-time college football. And there's a lot of folks that are rightfully nervous about that. The Big Ten, the SEC, all the power conferences, there's huge television deals. But as we've talked about before, and that became crystal clear over the last three-plus months that we've been dealing with the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic, is the revenue implications for all of college sports. We've seen a number of programs already drop. This is a big deal revenue-wise, and this is going to have ripple effects far beyond college football. It's going to impact all collegiate sports if there is no fans in the stands. These are huge revenue generators, not only in the Big Ten and the SEC, but at all levels of big-time college football. So there are major implications. And as we've seen, there have been a number of reports. Clemson had a lot of COVID-19 positive tests. We're starting to see that. A number of the student athletes at UCLA out in the Pac-12 called for an independent health monitor to make sure that not only the school, but the players are doing right by each other. So we've got a long way to go before we even see a season, let alone fans in the stands.
Yeah, and to supplement what you just said, Sports Illustrated reporting today at least one-fourth of the national champion LSU football team in quarantine this week because of virus-related concerns. So that's about 30 out of 115 players. So unfortunately, COVID-19 knows no boundaries, as we talk to Stevie T here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And look, you could probably go around to any market in this country, Stevie T, and find sports fans who would say, wow, you know, well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. COVID's costing us a chance to see our team do really well, maybe win a championship. But here in Minnesota, where the titles are few and far between, it really has been rough. If you look at the optimism surrounding the Minnesota Twins, I think legitimately going into this 2020 season, they were probably a top five to top seven team in Major League Baseball. And then you look at the Minnesota Gopher football team coming off that Outback Bowl win on New Year's Day down in Tampa over a pedigree program like Auburn, and so much optimism for the Gophers. It's been tough for Minnesota sports fans because I do believe the Twins were poised to have a magical summer, and I think the Gophers are definitely trending up.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt, Eric. It was poised to be a big 2020 for those two teams you outlined. People are still holding out hope that there's going to be a major league season. The owners and players haven't been able to get together on dollars and cents, or for that matter, the number of games they'll play. There are concerns about COVID-19 and what that impact could be. There's been some tidbits about spring training sites in Florida and Arizona being shut down to be cleaned, et cetera. So we don't know really when a major league season would start. It sounds like late July as case scenario. And then for football, once again, you've been to a lot of football games. A lot of people in the audience have seen a lot of football games. You've got guys lining up face-to-face at the line of scrimmage on every play. And I wonder about that, and there are concerns about that going forward. So we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, at this point in time, it's still June. But we haven't seen the NBA or NHL move too far on their plans to play. They have a game plan, but they haven't even announced hub cities at the NHL level. We have no idea where they would play. I still think even here we sit on June 20th, there's still a lot we don't know. There's no guarantee that any of these games are going to go forward.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. The bubble city could literally burst down in Orlando. The hub cities right now are pure speculation, St. Paul being in the mix. Certainly a lot of available rinks in the Twin Cities that would, I'm sure, please the National Hockey League. But, yeah, there is so much unknown, and we've seen some COVID-19 spikes back in the wrong direction going up in certain states. So, unfortunately, we're probably just in the middle of this whole thing, but we shall see. As you look at football down the road, Stevie T, and the NFL, are they the one league that can say, all right, we won't have any fans in the venue because we know we're getting such a sizable chunk of television money? Are they the one league that could maybe pull this off without fans?
Oh, yeah, I agree with your point of view on that 100%. It's a television league. It's been built on television. Fans in the stands, the stadium revenue, that's gravy. The NFL certainly is television programming first and foremost. It certainly adds to the experience. But we've seen these other leagues that have started up already in these other sports. You know, really watching the PGA Tour return at Colonial down in Fort Worth, sure, you like the galleries there, but you were still able to enjoy great golf. NASCAR, sure, you want fans in the stands, but you're still able to enjoy that sport if you're into motorsports and what the pit crews do and what the drivers do and the strategy, etc. So you can still watch and enjoy these sports. And, you know, like I say, of all the sports and their return, football is probably the most problematic because you've got generally on every play 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys in a pile at the end of every play. And the way they line up at the line of scrimmage. I just wonder, you know, will the NFL Players Association and the owners ultimately sign off on having a season based on what we know right now? Football, to me, of all the sports, is the biggest concern.
Not to mention huddles before every play, defensively and offensively. One more thought, Stevie T, I'll let you go. The 3M Open out at Blaine, the second annual 3M Open, part of the PGA Tour, will go on, but there won't be fans. I know you're high on the media totem pole. Perhaps you get a credential to that, and you can cover it.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. You know,
you and J-Lo.
Yeah, they showed, you know, that they were able to pull it off at Colonial, but no fans on the grounds. It'll be, you know, a TV-only event. It makes the setup a lot easier, and that saves a certain amount of expense, but it's not the same. There's no doubt it's not the same. So hopefully this is just a one-year blip on the radar, because year one was huge out there. It was a huge success.
Gentlemen, I would like to chime in for a minute, since we don't get the opportunity to see each other, haven't for months, but I just wanted to have three tidbits to tie up the conversation real quick.
Go for it.
Number one, you asked about Corey Brewer and his shooting night when he scored 51 against Houston on April 11, 2014. He was 19 of 30 from the field and 11 of 15 from the free throw line. So that was... 63% from the field is a heck of a night. Number two, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future with teams and masks and whatnot. I'm watching a live competition of the American Cornhole League, what we in this area know as bags, professional bags. This is a live event on ESPN2 right now, and the two competitors are wearing masks. Yes. And the third thing, and Steve will appreciate this most of all, you just talked about golf with the Colonial last week with the 3M Open making an announcement this week. They are playing the third round of the RBC Heritage, the tournament that usually takes place the week after the Masters, Hilton Head, South Carolina. currently. They're just about to wrap up the third round. Three players tied for the lead. Tyrrell Hatton at 15 under, Abraham Answer, and Ryan Palmer still on the course at 15 under. They do have opportunities to move up and get the lead on their own. But as of right now, 35 players are within five shots of the lead.
Wow.
So I figured you would appreciate that, Mr. Thompson, as you continue about your errands today.
Yeah.
Log jam.
That's good. That's really good.
All right. Well, thanks for those nuggets, J-Lo. And Stevie T, I will chat with you tomorrow at 5:10 Central.
Yeah, sounds good, Eric.
All right, very good. He's Steve Thompson. Stevie T, catch him on Sports Sunday from 3 to 7 here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.